Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
We still don't know how we smell, so philosophers can still
speculate. What do you mean we don't know how we smell?
We don't know how it works.
We don't understand how it works?
No.
You're kidding.
There are lots of open questions. So when we know the sense of vision, we know audition, but how our brains actually make sense of sense, we don't know.
There's an anecdote where she's 9 or 10 years old and she's asked by a relative the question that every boy and girl is asked eventually, which is, what do you want to do when you grow up? And she answers immediately, I want to be a billionaire. And the relative says, don't you want to be president? And she says, no, the president will marry me because I'll have $1 billion.
I'm your host, Venomous Valdez, and I'm here every Sunday night at midnight, tickling your ears with some Cincinnati love.
On the way, samples from Tell Me Something I Don't Know, The Dropout, and Cincy Music Spotlight. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Tripp Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight 3 podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe even help you find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here email blast at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us at Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. Now, with special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Wiser Advisors, Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and writing, research, and curation support from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. First up this week is a new kind of game show podcast where you can learn a ton and laugh a lot. Hosted by Freakonomics author Stephen Dubner, Tell Me Something I Don't Know is live journalism wrapped up in a game show package. Each week, guest presenters come on stage in front of a live audience and celebrity guest panel to try and wow Stephen and his co-hosts with a fascinating fact, a historical wrinkle, a new line of research, or really anything interesting the panel might not know about. It had better be true, though, because TMS IDK has an in-house human fact checker to help sort facts from fiction. Tell Me Something I Don't Know is the perfect podcast to learn all about things you thought you knew but didn't, and all the things you didn't think you wanted to know. From an episode of Tell Me Something I Don't Know, check out this snippet featuring musician John Baptiste, the band leader for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Can you just talk for a second about that recording and that song?
Wow, that brought me back. We made the record preceding a tour that was 9 months long. And we went to 5 different continents and we played every single kind of venue, like street corners to like, we played Carnegie Hall. We played in the Middle East and like in the desert. And that kind of, that song, The Star Spangled Banner, was on the record, so we would play it in all these different places. And I feel like it really is a song that we have so much controversy around right now, but it's one of the things that in our tradition we do together. Whether we do it together, you know, kneeling, or mm-hmm. we do it standing, we still haven't broken that tradition. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the power of a song like that. Mm-hmm.
Mike Maughan, were all those notes that John played true, and the words that came out of his mouth, were they true as well?
I think the truest thing he said is that you love embracing awkwardness, and if you love embracing awkwardness, there was no shortage of people to hug at Juilliard.
Yes, indeed.
So the melodica or harmonica board is indeed a blend between the harmonica and an accordion. The accordion and harmonica are listed respectively as the 5th and 7th most annoying instruments in the world.
Hey, John Baptiste, thanks so much for playing Tell Me Something I Don't Know. Would you please welcome our next guest, Anne Barwich. Anne, come on up. All right, Anne, tell us what you do.
So I'm an empirical philosopher of science and the senses. I'm obsessed with the sense of smell, and I do my postdoctoral research at Columbia with a neuroscientist, Stuart Feuerstein, to figure out how we smell.
the philosophy is kind of incidental? It's really about the science of smell, or the philosophy is important to it?
The philosophy is important, too, because we still don't know how we smell, so philosophers can still
speculate.
What
do you mean we don't know how we smell?
We don't know how it works.
We don't understand how it works?
No.
You're kidding.
There are lots of open questions. So when we know the sense of vision, we know audition, but how our brains actually make sense of sense, we don't know.
Okay, interesting. So you have something to tell us tonight. What do you have exactly?
So we often think that dogs are so much better than we are in terms of smelling, but the human sense of smell can rival that of dogs. So why do we think that dogs are so much better than we are at it?
Gail Simmons, why do we think dogs are so much better?
All I can think of are police dogs at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. So if we have just as good a sense of smell, why aren't there humans sniffing around at the airport?
How much would somebody have to pay you to rob all four the whole day and sniff people's stuff?
Also, everybody has a price, right?
Yep.
Also, when you say a better sense of smell, like I think my dog likes to go around doing what other dogs do, sniff other dogs' butts. So I don't know if I'd call that better. I'd call it different than ours. Most people have the impression, I guess through bloodhounds and drug sniffing and cancer sniffing dogs, right, that dogs are better. Are you telling us that that's not the case?
It's not quite the case. So medical cancer detection dogs are amazing. But we could do the same. So a lot of diseases like cancers and even Parkinson have a scent signature because it does change how your body processes things. And there's even the case of a nurse in Britain, Joy Milne, who actually can smell by the sweat of patients. So she can smell whether somebody has Parkinson. So it is possible. It's just that we don't pay attention.
There needs to be a Meryl Streep film about this woman.
Oh, yes.
She will win an Oscar. I mean, there's just no question.
A sample from the podcast, Tell Me Something I Don't Know, from Stephen Dubner. Laugh your way to a bigger brain with Tell Me Something I Don't Know, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. You probably remember the name Elizabeth Holmes. Once heralded as the next Steve Jobs, Holmes was the CEO of Theranos, a supposed breakthrough medical technology company which claimed to have developed a breakthrough in blood testing. So where did she go? Well, find out in this week's new edition, The Dropout, in a story of money, romance, tragedy, and deception. The Dropout investigates Holmes' unbelievable tale of ambition and fame gone terribly wrong. How did the world's youngest self-made female billionaire lose it all in the blink of an eye? How did her technology, meant to revolutionize healthcare, potentially put millions of patients at risk? And how did so many smart people get it so wrong along the way? You could hear all about it in The Dropout. Here's a sample from the first episode of The Dropout titled Myth-Making. The episode explores a young Elizabeth Holmes who even as a child knew her destiny as a tech icon, eventually dropping out of Stanford in her teens to model herself after the great tech innovators of our time.
Here's Wall Street Journal reporter John Carreyrou, who's been covering the Theranos story for many years.
What do you think it was about money that she was so attracted to and being incredibly wealthy?
I think the parents very much yearned for those days of yore when the family, you know, was one of the richest in America. And I think Elizabeth channeled that at a young age. You know, there's an anecdote where she's 9 or 10 years old and she is asked by a relative the question that every boy and girl is asked eventually, which is, what do you want to do when you grow up? And she answers immediately, I want to be a billionaire. And the relative says, don't you want to be president? And she says, no, the president will marry me because I'll have $1 billion.
That fierce ambition came out in school. Elizabeth was a top student. She ran track and studied Mandarin on the weekends. Here's how her honors physics teacher, Errol Turk, remembers her.
When I think of Elizabeth Holmes, the biggest thing that comes to mind is her poise. And I remember when I had her in class, I remember just the way that she carried herself. Almost like a dancer carries herself on stage with this kind of can-do attitude, chin up. So she was always very composed. And, you know, even when she had questions, even when things were confusing, she just still had this kind of presence about her that stuck out in my mind.
From what you know of Elizabeth in high school, how would you describe her in one sentence?
She's the kind of student that I could hand my car keys to, and I know it'd come back safe and with a tank full of gas.
Wow. How many students do you trust that way?
Not very many. Not very many.
When it came to applying to college, Elizabeth knew exactly where she wanted to go. Stanford University, in the heart of Silicon Valley.
Phyllis.
Hi.
Rebecca.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you. So here we are on the Stanford University campus.
That's correct. This is the medical.
Phyllis Gardner's been a professor of medicine here for more than 30 years, and she's seen her share of talented students. She's got close-cropped, blondish gray hair, a warm personality, and a sharp wit.
So serious.
Yes. So Paul G. Allen building right here.
Right.
Bill Gates building right over there.
Bill Gates building. David Packard, William Hewlett,
Jerry Yang. Do you ever walk by these buildings with all of these names on them and think, wow, this is the epicenter?
I do.
So this would have been Elizabeth Holmes'
first dorm room. Right. Imagine coming as a student. It would be fun, huh?
It would be idyllic.
It's actually
it feels pretty
campus.
Idyllic.
A sample clip from The Dropout from ABC Radio. You can hear all about the rise and fall of the world's youngest self-made female billionaire on The Dropout, now available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Next up is our local feature for the week, Cincy Music Spotlight. Cincy Music Spotlight is a weekly local music show and podcast on the Project 100.7 and 106.3. It features a healthy mix of the region's most talented musicians and a recap of local music news. Hosted by Cincinnati music scene veteran Venomous Valdez, Cincy Music Spotlight is a perfect place to discover your new favorite Cincinnati band, hear a fun and varied track list, and find great live shows around the city.
Good evening, Cincinnati. You're listening to Cincy Music Spotlight right here on the Project 100.7 and 106.3 FM. I'm your host, Venomous Valdez. And I'm here every Sunday night at midnight, tickling your ears with some Cincinnati love. You can check us out online with CincinnatiProject.com or CincyMusic.com/spotlight. I started things off this evening with Young Heirlooms with Bury Me With My Hammer. Up next, you could see this band this coming Friday as they're having their CD release party at the 20th Century Theater. Here is Room for Zero with My Heart's a Drum, right here for Cincy Music Spotlight on the Project.
Our local podcast feature today, Cincy Music Spotlight. Check it out now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Before we wrap up this episode, let's take our usual quick peek at what's hot on the Apple Podcast charts via iTunescharts.net. Well, the flurry of new podcasts by well-known celebrities, think Ron Burgundy and fill in the blanks, it's going to be hard to break through to the top at the moment, but one podcast is inching its way there. It's Root of Evil, the true story of the Hodel family and Black Dahlia. Elizabeth Short, also known as Black Dahlia, was brutally killed in 1947. It gripped the entire country. And now, more than 70 years later, it remains America's most infamous unsolved murder. Many believe Dr. George Hodel was the killer, thanks to an investigation by Hodel's own son. But murder is just part of the Hodel family story, one filled with horrifying secrets that ripple across generations. Now, through the never-before-heard archival audios and first-time interviews, the Hodel family opens up to reveal their shocking story in this 8-part documentary series. And it's the number 2 podcast in the nation on the Apple Podcast charts. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more information about podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call us at 513-294-8030, and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.